At 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. No Powerball winner. Jackpot was just was up to just over $1.1 billion when they pulled the numbers Wednesday night. 11, 38, 41, 62, 65, and the red Powerball 15. No jackpot winner. That prize swelling to almost $1.25 billion for the next drawing on Saturday night. President Biden and Israel's Netanyahu will talk on Thursday. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and his Israeli counterpart talked on Wednesday.
Austin expressed his outrage about the deadly airstrike that killed 7 aid workers. Austin also called on Israel to take concrete steps to protect aid workers and Palestinian civilians in Gaza. The defense secretary also called on the Israelis to carry out a swift investigation into the deadly incident, to make its results public, and to hold those responsible accountable.
ABC's Louis Martinez. In a reflection of the strain of more than 2 years of war with Russia, Ukraine lowered its draft-eligible age from 27 to 25. This is ABC News. An 80-year-old American woman was killed by a bull elephant during a motor tour of a wildlife refuge in Zambia, caught on video.
You can tell that those inside the cart know something is up. It looks like the elephant is chasing this cart. You can hear voices on board. The guide seems like he knows that there is an issue. And the elephant looks like it's chasing them. We know that the elephant picked this cart up twice, smashed it down on the ground.
ABC's James Longman. Get ready for dynamic pricing for your checked bag on Southwest Airlines.
The way it'll work on JetBlue is on busy days, the price of a first checked bag will be $50. Not so busy days, $35. Those peak days, though, appear to be about half of the year, including all through the summer and around Thanksgiving and Christmas. If you notify JetBlue on its website that you plan to check a bag 24 hours before your flight, you get a $10 discount.
ABC's Alex Stone. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy are sending him a message. 47,000 Democratic primary voters voted uninstructed yesterday. Anthony Chergosky teaches political science at UW-La Crosse. He predicted earlier this week the protest vote would be much bigger than 20,000.
It was quite shrewd of them to set that expectation because it will be viewed as a smashing success.
Chergosky spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Wisconsin voters are approving two constitutional amendments that would ban the use of private money for elections and limit who can work on the voting process. Supporters say they're necessary to safeguard election integrity, but opponents say they could leave local elections underfunded and understaffed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers started out with an early lead again. Jackson Chourio hitting his first career home run in the majors, but the Twins rallied with 5 runs in the 7th to post a 7-3 win over Milwaukee. It was the Brewers' first loss of the season. Starting pitcher Joe Ross was okay, considering it was his first time on the mound after back-to-back Tommy John surgeries. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Joe will tell you he didn't throw his best, but he competed, and I loved what I saw because to go out there there, and he hadn't started a baseball game in Major League since 2021 and has had tough injuries. To get back on the hill and compete against a good ball club, the Minnesota Twins, they hit in the clutch, and they took seven walks, which is unacceptable on our part.
The Brewers host the Mariners Friday night. NFL, Packers running back Patrick Taylor now signing with the 49ers. Taylor's been a backup running back and special teams player in Green Bay the past four seasons. He turns 26 later this month. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, snow showers mostly. There could be a little rain mixed in, but any kind of new accumulation of snow well under an inch. Blustering north winds, lows near 30. On Thursday, some rain and snow showers still around. Breezy with clouds in mid-40s. Currently 35 degrees.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball, Thursday noon to 2. We are live at the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program. The second hour of our program here. Is the Republican argument against women voting getting new traction? I mean, by the way, that's the title of my op-ed over at HartmanReport.com today. The Republican nominee for governor of North Carolina, by the way, this guy is or was the lieutenant governor, Mark Robinson. And when he was running for lieutenant governor, weirdly, in a speech before the Republican women of Pitt County in March of 2020, he won the race. I mean, he became lieutenant governor. He came right out and said, "I absolutely want to go back to the America where women can't vote." And he then goes into this riff about, you know, social change and stuff. But I mean, it's just weird. But this is nothing new. I mean, Ann Coulter just 4 months ago said, "Once again, it's time to reconsider our rash experiment with women's suffrage." Michigan Republican John Gibbs, who was the official candidate for Michigan's 3rd district. He didn't win. He was beat by a Democrat, but he was in the race. He won the primary. Had laid out a website some years ago arguing that it is, that we shouldn't allow women to vote, period. I mean, in 1923, the Equal Rights Amendment was first proposed. It passed the House of Representatives in 1973, but every year in the Senate, it gets blocked by a Republican filibuster. Republicans just basically hate women and don't want them to have equal rights and certainly don't want them to vote. So how has this been playing out? Well, it turns out that the Republican anti-voting legislation, the voter suppression legislation, principally voter ID legislation, you know, there's been a lot of conversation on this program and in many other venues about how badly that hits people of color, particularly black people and Hispanic people. There's very little discussion about how it impacts women. But the fact of the matter is that many women, as many as a third of America's married women, married women in America, do not have ID that in those Republican states that have strict ID requirements. And there's a bunch of the strictest ones are Arkansas, Georgia, Indiana, Kansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. In those states where you can be called upon to present your birth certificate to vote along with your driver's license, if your birth certificate has your maiden name and your driver's license has your married name and you cannot present a piece of paper showing that you legally changed your name with the state, they don't let you vote. And I mean, this is in Texas, for example, a district court judge, Sandra Watts, was turned away from voting because one of her documents had her maiden name as her middle name and another one had her, you know, her birth middle name as her middle name. Had she not been a judge, had she not known, I mean, she's a district judge, right? She knew how to use the system. But had she not been, she probably would have done what many women in this circumstance do. They just say, okay, I'm just going to stop voting. I mean, this is from the Brennan Center, okay? You know, a solid, credible group. Voter ID laws have a disproportionately negative effect on women, they write. According to the Brennan Center for Justice, one-third of all women, this is from the National Organization for Women, citing the Brennan Center. One-third of all women have citizenship documents that do not identically match their current names, primarily because of name change at marriage. About 90% of women who marry in the United States adopt their husband's name. That means, they write, that roughly 90% of married female voters have a different name on their ID than the one on their birth certificate, and an estimated 34% of American women could be turned away at the polls unless they have precisely the right documents. Now, in many of these states, they have not been strictly enforcing this. They've just been letting people vote, basically. But now that abortion is going to be a major deciding factor in the election this fall, in those states that have these strict matching requirements, you can expect to see, not just married women, this also hits older voters. For example, there were 12 nuns who were all in their 80s and 90s. Who were turned away from voting in Indiana. And why were they turned away from voting? Because their driver's licenses, which they all had, and passports, which they all had, were all out of date because they weren't traveling anymore, they weren't driving anymore, and so they hadn't bothered to renew them. And the Secretary of State at the time, Ted Rokita, bragged about this. He says, Indiana's voter ID law applies to everyone. From all accounts that we've heard, the sisters were aware of the photo ID requirements and chose not to follow them. Right. Women are the largest group of registered voters, and they tend to turn out at high levels, so nationwide around 68.4%, much higher than men. But Republicans are using every trick in the book to try to, number one, suppress the votes of people of color, but number two, or actually I think you could flip this upside down, number one, suppress the votes of women, and number two, suppress the votes of people of color. So if you live in one of these states that have these strict requirements, these particularly the ones that say, you know, if you've got a period after your middle initial on your driver's license and there's no period after your middle initial on your passport or something, on whatever other piece of documentation you have, I guess it wouldn't be on the passport because they require you to fill out your full middle name. But you get my point. If there is any inconsistency at all between the two types of ID that you must present, they don't let you vote. And there's a lot of women who are going to be confronting that this November. So if you are a woman and you live in one of those states, forewarned is forearmed. Make sure that your ID is all, you know, nice and tight. That if your birth certificate has your maiden name and your driver's license has your married name, be sure that you have some sort of proof that you got married. And if you changed your name legally, and in some states you're going to have to prove that, that you actually petitioned the state for a name change. Most women never do that, by the way. They simply start using their married name. And, you know, everybody has just kind of let it slide by. It's technically illegal. Technically, you have to apply for a name change. But I'd say probably 95% of all women who change their names when they get married don't do that. And this could, you know, come back and haunt them when it comes time to vote. And by the way, this entire voter ID thing, it's just complete BS. I mean, there was 250,000 people who voted in the primaries and the general election in 2020, and there were 194 convictions for voter fraud. Voter fraud does not exist in any democracy anywhere in the world. It never has. It's such a small and inconsequential thing. And it's usually by mistake. It's usually people who think they're eligible to vote but aren't. But the Republicans saw this as a tool that they could use. This started in Indiana. In 2006, in Indiana, Indiana was the first state in 2006 to require voter ID. Prior to that, there was no requirement. Because, you know, who's going to go to the trouble of lying about who they are to vote? I mean, the impact on the election is negligible. Yes, we want our voice counted, but, I mean, who does that? Nobody, or very few people, so few people. You're more likely to be struck by lightning than you are to be caught voting than you are to be voting illegally or committing voter fraud. But what they did in Indiana is they looked at the numbers, the Republicans, and what they found was that, let me see if I can get the exact data here. It's pretty, here it is. 34% of American women don't have government-issued ID with their current legal name on it. 25% of eligible vote-eligible blacks don't have voter ID. And 18% of Social Security voting senior citizens don't have ID, whereas only about 4% of white men don't have that kind of ID. So the Republicans looked at this and said, hey, if we want more white men to vote and we want fewer women and black people and elderly people to vote, this is easy. We just require voter ID. And like I said, Indiana was the first to do it in 2006. It's been, 18 years? Yeah, 18 years now. And now pretty much every red state has done this. Not every state does, but certainly every red state does. And this is their big scam to prevent women from voting. Meanwhile, the Republican Party has become a full-fledged anti-sex movement, according to Rebecca Solnit over at The Guardian. After Alito and Clarence Thomas both cited the Comstock Act in the recently, I wrote about this a couple weeks ago. And now they're basically declaring war on Planned Parenthood and of course, abortion. She writes, the assumption that these norms will, the current norms, that women have the right to vote, that women have, women have access to birth control, that women have access to abortion, the assumption that norms will persist is these days a dangerous obtuseness, whether it's about climate, domestic policy, society, or the international order. And she talks about the backlash to Roe, to Roe being overturned in June of 2022. But she said that doesn't spare women in red states from the horrific consequences of the decision. And that includes prosecution for miscarriages. Mark Joseph Stern, for example, tweeted on 27 March, the anti-abortion movement's end goal is to let doctors refuse treatment, including life-saving emergency care, for patients whom they deem to be sinful and morally impure. In May of 2023, the Heritage Foundation declared on social media, quote, conservatives have to lead the way in restoring sex to its true purpose and ending recreational sex and senseless use of birth control pills. Right. This is the Heritage Foundation. Project 2025 declares the USAID Office of Gender Equality and Women's Empowerment should remove all language on USAID websites, in agency publications and policies, and in all agency contacts and grants that include the terms gender and gender equality, and should also remove references to sexual and reproductive rights. Women, the Republicans have put a bullseye on your back. Wake up, pay attention. This is a big deal, and I'm telling you, you're going to see massive voter suppression this November, and we need to get ready for it. Donald Trump, it turns out, became a billionaire, a real billionaire, with this Trump World, the DJT stock. How did they get there? Well, it turns out that there's some rather skeezy characters and a Russian oligarch involved.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll tell you about that right after this. Stay with us.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingas.
Winged Thingas! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingas.
The Winged Thingas.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
News, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods that Dr. Marty has used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, is shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome, homemade food. Dogs love the flavor, our dogs in particular. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 23 minutes past the hour. Oh, a couple of things with regard to Trump and his social media platform that is now theoretically worth billions and billions of dollars. First of all, this breaking news from CNN, literally just from a few minutes ago, Florida venture capitalist Michael Schwartzman and his brother Gerald Schwartzman pleaded guilty on Wednesday, today, to participating in an insider trading scheme linked to the deal that brought former President Donald Trump's social media business public. Each of the brothers pleaded guilty in New York to one count of securities fraud. They're looking at 20 years in prison. Amazing. But here, now, the Guardian piece is even more shocking. The headline, this is by Hugo Lowell, Exclusive, Trump media saved in 2022 by Russian American under criminal investigation. And, you know, this is the bottom line, that this merger between Trump Media and Technology Group and Digital World Acquisition Corp, this SPAC, almost didn't make it. In 2021, the securities investigators or security regulators were looking into this, and they didn't have really enough money to make this deal work. It didn't meet the requirements. And so, quoting The Guardian, quoting Hugo Lowell, the situation led Trump Media to take emergency loans, including from an entity called ES Family Trust, which opened an account with Paxum Bank, a small bank registered in the Caribbean island of Dominica that is best known for providing financial services to the porn industry. Now, who created this account with this bank? And by the way, this bank doesn't do loans. So it can't do loans in the United States. So this, through leaked documents, The Guardian has learned that ES Family Trust operated like a shell company for a Russian-American businessman named Anton Postolnikov, who co-owns Paxum Bank and has been a subject of a years-long federal criminal investigation by the FBI. Paxum Bank does not offer loans in the U.S. as it lacks a U.S. banking license and is not regulated by the FDIC. Postolnikov appears to have used the trust to loan money to help save Trump Media and the Trump social platform because the bank itself couldn't furnish the loan. He is the nephew of Alexander Smirnov. Remember Smirnov, the last Russian scandal? Who is good friends with Russian President Vladimir Putin. So a lawyer in Dominica representing Paxum Bank warned of legal action for reporting the contents of the leaked documents. So I guess the Guardian is on notice, but Postolnikov has been listed on several search warrant affidavits. So this is getting weird. You've got a Russian-American businessman, a very, very wealthy guy, who is setting up a family trust in Dominica to use as a money laundering operation, apparently. I mean, you know, or something like that. It kind of looks like that. To shovel money into Donald Trump's company. Now, you know, which raises the question, was this an investment? Was this a good idea? I mean, you know, it might well have been, you know, because now that company's worth billions of dollars. Or was it just another Russian attempt to keep Donald Trump afloat and shovel money into his pockets? Or both? I don't know the answer to any of those questions, but I do think it's fascinating. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
Your hometown station for 1450 AM WRC, this 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richmond Center, and always on the 107.7 FM.
Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor quality sleep? Let me put you onto something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Sure helps me. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. No Powerball winner. Jackpot was just was up to just over $1.1 billion when they pulled the numbers Wednesday night. 11, 38, 41, 62, 65, and the red Powerball 15. No jackpot winner. That prize swelling to almost $1.25 billion for the next drawing on Saturday night. President Biden and Israel's Netanyahu will talk on Thursday. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and his Israeli counterpart talked on Wednesday.
Austin expressed his outrage about the deadly airstrike that killed 7 aid workers. Austin also called on Israel to take concrete steps to protect aid workers and Palestinian civilians in Gaza. The defense secretary also called on the Israelis to carry out a swift investigation into the deadly incident, to make its results public, and to hold those responsible accountable.
ABC's Louis Martinez. In a reflection of the strain of more than 2 years of war with Russia, Ukraine lowered its draft-eligible age from 27 to 25. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is staying out of the dispute over which district map should be used if Assembly Speaker Robin Voss faces a recall election this year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission had asked the High Court for a ruling. A recall Voss group is trying again after coming up short this spring. The WEC has a week to decide what to do. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He also campaigned in Green Bay yesterday.
A vote for Trump is a vote to save Wisconsin and is a vote to save your country. This country is finished if we don't win this election.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, snow showers mostly. There could be a little rain mixed in, but any kind of new accumulation of snow well under an inch. Blustery north winds, lows near 30. On Thursday, some rain and snow showers still around. Breezy with clouds in mid-40s. Currently 35 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Welcome back. What a day, huh? What an incredible day. Trump is now saying, Judge Marchand should recuse himself from this case. Right. After he attacks the guy's daughter, right? Incredible. James in Hollywood. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Professor, still the smartest man in all media. This call goes out to all your wonderful students and listeners who are into world peace through music, rhythm, and harmony. We don't need to be burning humans alive for power and profit. Anyhow, if everyone in the sound of my voice, Morris and Congressman's aides are listening, the latter should write two sentences. The USA will never give you, Netanyahu, another bomb, bullet, rocket, or dollar until there is an immediate ceasefire allowing all humanitarian aid, land, sea, and air, until all wounded and starving people, men, women, and children, and infants are cared for. Netanyahu, you have 24 hours to respond.
Yeah, I would like to see something like that too, James. James, thank you very much. Bill in Tucson, Arizona. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning. I want to bring up something that hopefully you can talk about more. It's a bill called the Big Wires Act. That's the acronym. And what this does is it requires the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to have a more integrated electrical grid. And to do that, they will have to modernize the grid. And to do that, we'll actually save consumers at least $300 million a year. And if it does what it's supposed to do and reduces CO2 emissions, it'll be more.
Isn't this the legislation that Al Gore was talking about 3 or 4 years ago?
I don't know that. Hickenlooper has introduced it in the Senate. It's S-2827. And
in the U.S. Senate?
And Peters introduced it in the House. It's H.R. 5551. Mm-hmm. And there's a very recent article published by people at MIT that show that this could reduce CO2 emissions, that it'll increase the resiliency of the electrical grid. And the idea of this is it requires these regional electrical groups to be able to transmit 30% of their peak energy to another regional grid when there's a need.
My understanding is that the
storm or fire or something like that.
The for-profit electrical generating industry is opposed to this. Do I recall that correctly?
I don't think so. They're actually moving in that direction.
Okay.
But good. You might want to get Hickenlooper or Peters on to talk about this. Mm-hmm. This is a big deal for the Citizens Climate Lobby to try to push. And it doesn't require changing how electricity is generated, mm-hmm. which I think is a thing for conservatives to think about. It does save consumers money. And it modernizes the electrical grid. I mean, I think that this is a lot of positive. Well, it could be. It could be. But those are the two guys that have introduced this into Congress. It's really gone nowhere to this point. It was introduced in the fall of last year.
Okay, I'll check it out.
And given the craziness that goes on, it may not go anywhere. But I would certainly check that out.
Yeah, don't count on anything coming out of the Republican-controlled House of Representatives. I get your point.
Bill, thank you very much.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Beth in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Beth, what's on your mind today?
Hi. We keep hearing about people with student loans ending up owing thousands more than what they started out with, and they're already in their 50s and 60s and so forth.
Yeah, in some cases,
it occurred
tens
to me,
of thousands.
And I just was curious about your input. What would it do to have a bill to require that federally supported student loans be simple interest instead of this compounding thing situation that we have now?
Or if they're federally supported loans, why any interest at all?
Well, yes. I mean, there is that. But
I remember when this first rolled out, you know, it was during the Clinton administration that the government was going to get into the loan business, essentially the student loan business, because, you know, pressure was building since Reagan cut all that, you know, support for college. And Clinton was making the point that this will show a profit for the government. Like, that's a good thing, right? But it's right. It's a profit at the expense of students. So, yeah, I like your idea, Beth. I think that, you know, we should go a whole step farther. We should do what every other developed democracy in the world has done, which is make college free. I mean, you know, yes, in every other country, there are, you know, elite universities, you know, private schools and whatnot that do charge a lot of money. But every other, outside the United States, every other democracy in the world has, you know, provides the ability of the average student to attend college at no cost, in some cases even subsidized, in a half a dozen countries in Europe.
Yeah, I lived in France for a year back in 1960-61, and the older students in my family, I was an exchange student, they received stipends way back then.
Yep.
You know, I mean, yes, we should, maybe we can just go for broke and then have this as a fallback. I don't know. It just seemed like something that might have less.
It used to be that way in the United States. You know, we used to pay about 80% of the cost of a college education was paid for by state, federal, and local governments, and endowments, but mostly state, federal, and local governments. Now that is, and 20% was paid by students, and that's why my mom was able to graduate from Michigan State University, magna cum laude, back in, what, 1941 or two or something like that. You know, because she put her way through school working as a lifeguard up in Charlevoix, and propping planes at the Lansing Airport on weekends, you know, and washing and propping. This is back in the days when somebody had to spin the propeller. She was poor, you know, and she could go to college. She could graduate from a major college. That all went away with the Reagan Revolution, and I think we need to bring it back. Beth, thank you. Thanks for calling and bringing up a topic that is near to my heart. I appreciate it. Michael in Greenville, South Carolina. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom.
Hey.
Talking about the World Central Kitchen, the assassination of those seven workers.
Yep, and that's a good word for it.
I hesitate to use it, but
these were precision guided munitions. This was not an accidental murder.
No, absolutely not.
And before you shoot lethal weaponry at people, you have an obligation to confirm who they are.
I'm a retired staff sergeant.
Mm.
Okay. I know this stuff.
Yeah.
They did that intentionally.
I believe so. They have killed a whole bunch of aid workers. There have been over 200 aid workers and hundreds of doctors and nurses who have been killed by Israeli forces, not to mention every hospital in Gaza has been flattened.
And this is where it gets really personal. My daughter has been a traveling chef.
Mm-hmm.
She worked at a resort in Vermont on Lake Champlain.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been her.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of those people who volunteered for World Central Kitchen, I don't know if they were chefs, but they, you know, they were good people. I've seen some interviews with some of the people who were killed, who were murdered in Gaza, the WC people. And, you know, they were just young, idealistic people who wanted to save some lives.
To do good.
Yeah, exactly.
To do good.
No, this Netanyahu is a psychopath, in my opinion. And he's taking down Israel with
Agreed.
Him. And I say this as somebody who has always supported Israel. This, you know, it's a democracy. It deserves to exist. But Netanyahu is destroying that country. And in the process, destroying Joe Biden's candidacy. Michael, I got to run. I got to move along.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you very much. Charles in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning again, Professor. Hey, I don't know if you've noticed, but now when Trumpy is standing in front of the podium, the signage says, stop Biden's bloody border battle. And we already know that
Trump, using the word bloodbath. It's his way of shoving it in the faces of people who are offended by it.
I and of course you and I know that Moscow Mike, as you refer to him, has the power to do it.
Yep.
So I'm just wondering how stupid are people, and you already know that Trump thinks his supporters are somewhat ignorant. And I ask once again, why the media doesn't point this out, the mainstream, point this out right at the top, because it's so hypocritical.
Yep.
So, and I also think that the border issue, and as we discuss more of Netanyahu's, I just think those might be really difficult issues to overcome in the next election.
They're going to be big challenges, Charles. But the bottom line is Donald Trump. The James Lankford, the Republican from Oklahoma, and a couple of Democrats and a couple of other Republicans got together and put forward, and then the Senate passed legislation that would basically seal up the border and, you know, hire several thousand new Border Patrol people and ICE people and speed up the time to go through the court system to find out if you qualify for asylum.
Asylum.
Thank you. And Trump knows this. In fact, Trump came out and said, don't, you know, he said to Moscow Mike, he said, don't allow this to pass the House of Representatives. So clearly Trump thinks that his voters are incredibly stupid or poorly informed, because he goes out and says, oh, yeah, Biden's got a border bloodbath, when, you know, whatever bloodbath is going on the border, you know, arguably, could have been stopped with this legislation, and Donald Trump killed the legislation. You're absolutely right, Charles. He really and truly does believe that his voters and potential voters are that stupid. And I guess the question is, are they? Are they really and genuinely that stupid? I mean, it sure looks like it when you look at the rally with him with his sign up, you know, about the bloodbath on the border that he is perpetuating.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
46 minutes past the hour. Maybe some Trump voters want to call in and explain why they don't find that weird.
From this Hillsboro, is News from to the Highland, Center, your choice for AM, news, talk, and sports. 107.7 FM, WRCE, 1450 AM, and always on the Civic Media app.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated, so I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best. With ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, the superfoods that Dr. Marty used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. And dogs love the flavor. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, just go crazy over it. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. And welcome back. Let's see here, picking up your calls. David in Northern Cook County, Illinois. Hey, David, what's up?
Hi, Tom. It's good to be talking to you. I've long been a fan.
Thank you.
I have a comment following on the earlier caller who spoke with the congressperson from Wisconsin. And I know you've got a background. I read your book on peak oil long ago, and appreciate
last hours of ancient
much.
Sunlight. Yeah.
Yes. So here's the point, and then if there's a moment, I'll share a couple of resources for folks. Right now, yes, the current nuclear legislation that's in front of Congress, and frankly in front of many state legislators across the country, is a huge bailout for the industry, not only here but globally. If you look at what the coalition at COP28 managed to pull off in trying to leverage money from the World Bank, which has never been devoted to nuclear before. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason this is important, in addition to the renewal of the Price-Anderson Act and all of these bailout provisions, essentially, that, again, I know you're familiar with, there's an historical point I wanted to make, and then some detail. back at Port Huron, and I know you were part of some of that history, when the anti-war movement was getting started in the 60s, they were actually pretty pro-nuclear. They were kind of into scientism and those sort of solutions. And it took the evolution of the environmental movement through the 60s and early 70s for people to make the connections with corporatism, with environmental.
Oh, we were still getting the ads from the nuclear industry that soon electricity would be free. I remember as a kid, we used to go down to the power company and turn in our light bulbs, our dead, our burned out light bulbs, and they give us free brand new light bulbs because someday it's all going to be free.
Right. And interestingly, right now, what's happening with Sunrise Movement and other movements in the environmental movement is they're moving into this protest space around Gaza. They're making connections around militarism and militarized corporate and interests and connecting environmentalism and peace movement and anti-war movement in a way which hasn't happened for a generation, from what I can tell.
Yeah.
And again, I think this is something that the administration and others are underestimating in terms of the power of these movements learning, as people do when they're in movement, about the connections between issues.
Yeah, I agree.
I wanted to share a couple of resources and then a little detail if there's time. I'd suggest people take a look at beyondnuclear.org.
Yeah, we have them on the program about once a month.
That's great.
Yeah.
And the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, of course, for critical views. Now, the critical views are being excluded. New York Times did an investigative report last year that documented the defunding of critical nuclear voices in the sciences and environmental movement massively. Part of what's going on as well is DOE has, by the Nuclear Information Resource Service estimate, $100 million in propaganda from DOE.
DOE is a cheerleader for it. David, I've got to move along, but your points are all really well taken, and we'll continue to have Beyond Nuclear on the program regularly. Thank you. Troy in Tryon, North Carolina. Hey, Troy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I would first of all like to thank you and Free Speech TV for bringing some truth through my television. What I want to say is the economic basis for the continued ethnic cleansing of Gaza seems to be the 1 trillion cubic feet of natural gas offshore of Gaza that has been assessed to belong to the Palestinian people. Should he get the Gazans to leave and annex Gaza, then Israel gets to claim that as their natural gas. And
is that natural gas field definite, or is it anticipated?
It is definite. It is underwater. You can look it up, natural gas offshore Gaza.
Yeah.
And to back this up is the fact that Israel is now drilling for natural gas in the West Bank under cover of the settlement annexation of land there.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is the same process.
Yeah. That's not good. This is not healthy.
No.
Where can I learn more about that, Troy?
I just looked it up with on Google search under natural gas Gaza.
Yeah, okay, I'll do the same. Troy, thank you for the call.
Thanks.
And the heads up. Coming up on the other side of this break, Jack Smith responds to Eileen Cannon's craziness. There's a legal nuance here that I find absolutely fascinating, and I think I understand it. I may be wrong, and I'd like to share it with you and bounce it around. Also, if you make Trump $6 billion, you can bet he's going to try to screw you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Thursday on Busted Pencils, Martin Atkins from the Post-Punk Museum. Music and education?
Busted Pencils, every weeknight from 6 to 7 p.m.
The Todd Almost Show.
Former State Senator and Majority Leader in the State Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden and Israel's